to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is August 2nd, 2013, and I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, just how far was the CIA during the Benghazi attacks? Then, DARPA plans genetically modified humans by adding a 47th chromosome. And Arkansas schools pass on duck and cover. Choose stand and deliver instead. All that and more coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Boom, 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 boom. Give me the proof of the psyop, man.
Tonight's top story. The mainstream media finally gets it right. Turns out the CIA was smuggling arms in Benghazi when the consulate was burned down. Sources now tell CNN that dozens of people working for the CIA were on the ground that night and that the agency is going to great lengths to make sure whatever it was doing remains a secret. Now, according to a source with deep inside knowledge of the agency's workings, the CIA operatives that were involved in the agency's missions in Libya have been subjected to frequent, even monthly, polygraph examinations. The goal of the questioning is to find out if anyone is talking to the media or Congress. A former CIA operative told CNN, agency employees typically are polygraphed every 3 to 4 years, never more than that. In other words, the rate of the kind of polygraphs alleged by sources is rare. CIA spokesman Dean Boyd asserted that CIA employees, they're always free to speak to Congress if they want to. Yeah, more like if they want to lose their jobs. Now, among the many secrets that are still yet to be told about the Benghazi is just how many Americans were there that night. CNN says that number was 35, with as many as 7 wounded, some of them seriously. Now, lawmakers also want to know about the weapons that were in Libya and what happened to them. Speculation on Capitol Hill has included the possibility that U.S. agencies operating in Benghazi were secretly helping to move surface-to-air missiles out of Libya, through Turkey, and into the hands of Syrian rebels. Man, this story sounds so familiar. It seems like we've been telling you this for almost a year now. I think we have, actually. Take a look at this article on Infowars.com from November of last year. Why did CIA Director Petraeus suddenly resign? And why was the U.S. ambassador to Libya murdered? Now, we covered how the State Department never requested backup or how Obama was pretty much watching everything that was going on in Libya via a live drone that was hovering above the consulate at the time. But the red flag that we really pointed out was that many Syrian terrorists come from Libya. And the U.S.-supported opposition, which overthrew Libya's Gaddafi, it was largely compromised of al-Qaeda terrorists. Now, we connected the dots on how Gaddafi was overthrown so the U.S. could arm al-Qaeda. Now, Ambassador Stevens was moving heavy weapons out of Libya and into the hands of Syrian rebels. Now, many have speculated that if normal security measures weren't taken to protect the Benghazi consulate or to rescue Ambassador Stevens, it was definitely because the CIA was trying to keep an extremely low profile to protect its cover of being a normal State Department operation. Then CIA boss David Petraeus just resigned 5 days before he was set to testify under oath about what really happened in Benghazi. He said that he resigned because the affair that he was in disgraced him and it was like a threat to national security. But you know what? Wiener's not pulling out, so having an illicit affair is definitely not going to compromise national security. Petraeus didn't want to testify to the fact that the State Department in Benghazi provided diplomatic cover for the hidden CIA mission of smuggling arms. So this is actually fantastic news for the families that they've been crying out for answers, and now they might finally get them. So you see, Hillary, it does matter. It matters that people died. It matters why they died, how they died. And it also matters, what are you covering up? We want to know. And you should be concerned because just about every bit of technology that exists is filled with some sort of a spying device. So the truth is going to be found out soon. Take a look at this article from CNN Money. Your TV might be watching you. Today's high-end televisions are almost all equipped with smart PC-like features, including internet connectivity, apps, microphones, and cameras. but a recently discovered security hole in some Samsung smart TVs enables hackers to remotely turn on the TV's built-in cameras without leaving any trace of it on the screen. So while you're watching TV, a hacker anywhere around the world could be watching you. Samsung quickly fixed the problem, but the glitches speak to a larger problem of gadgets that connect to the internet, but have virtually no security to speak of. Things like security cameras, lights, heating control systems, and even door locks and windows are now increasingly coming with features that allow users to control them remotely. Without proper security controls, there's little to stop hackers from invading users' privacy, stealing personal information, or spying on people. Now, it's not just the NSA and hackers that you have to worry about watching you through your TV. We had a really great Paul Revere entry that demonstrated another creepy peeper.
Divorce attorney, we believe that it's your life to live. It shouldn't have to be cheaper to keep her.
That's right. Advertisers are going to be paying attention to see if you're fighting with your wife or how they can market to you by watching you through your television. Amazing. You can watch the rest of that at Infowars.com/Paul. Now, remember last year when the Pentagon and Booz Allen and Raytheon were hiring all those hackers? Well, now we know why. It's because they're busy hacking into every area of our lives. The FBI taps hacker tactics to spy on suspects. Law enforcement officials are expanding the use of tools such as spyware to evade wiretaps. Federal agencies have largely kept quiet about these capabilities, but court documents and interviews with people involved in the programs provide new details about how the hacking tools, including spyware, are delivered to computers and phones through email or web links. These are techniques more commonly associated with attacks by criminals. Now, the use of such communications, which can't be wiretapped like a phone, is called going dark among law enforcement. With such technology, the Bureau can remotely activate the microphones in phones running Android software to record conversations. It can do the same to microphones in laptops without the user knowing. The Bureau typically uses hacking in cases involving organized crime, child pornography, or counterterrorism, but the U.S. officials, they say they're loath to use these tools when investigating a hacker, out of fear the suspect will discover and publicize the technique. The government sure has been doing a lot of hiring lately to beef up their COINTELPRO. Perhaps it's because they're trying to nudge us into a comfort zone with all of this spying.
A DOD public affairs meeting that made news on the Drudge Report and Infowars.com showed just how concerned the government is that they're losing the information war. They're no longer able to control information with just a handful of journalists now that we have alternative media and the internet. As one of the persons attending pointed out,
the younger generations get it, that we have to start being honest and forthright. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to convey those ideas and convince the chain of command. So we're putting out mindless propaganda is what some of us feel that we're putting out and that what the American people feel that we're putting out. So how do we change this?
Those inside the military and the government know that it's propaganda, but the government is still pushing ahead with its efforts in the info war. In this breaking exclusive news from InfoWars, Social Security is looking to hire COINTEL agents. The job listing says the position is responsible for complex assignments to establish and maintain the Social Security Administration's defensive counterintelligence operations, collaboration, intelligence, and information sharing missions. Intelligence operations are not just about reconnaissance. They're also about control, about shaping public opinion through the information that they release. And with baby boomers retiring, a bankrupt government barring astronomical amounts, and a younger generation of workers who will be enslaved to pay for it, government is going to have to work very hard to put a happy face on history's largest Ponzi scheme. So Social Security is hiring propagandists, and a prohibition against our own government using propaganda in America that goes back to the beginning of the Cold War, the Smith-Mundt Act being repealed. And if it couldn't be more obvious, Washington is now touting a new kind of behavioral modification that they call nudging. Nudge is a term that was coined by Cass Sunstein in a 2008 book of the same name. It was put into place by the UK government in 2010, and now
they are privatizing the program for profit. Fascism and propaganda. Big Brother meets Madison Avenue. And of course, this is nothing new. This has been going on since the days of Edward Bernays. What is new, however, they're no longer trying to hide what they do. They're losing the info war, but they're going to step up their game. For InfoWars Nightly News, this is David Knight.
All right, well, just in case you're not a sheep and you're not going to be easily nudged into doing whatever it is the government wants you to do, just know that they are beefing up machinery in small towns to ensure your cooperation. Small town police are tooling up with elite military hardware. An AP investigation has found that small town police departments are essentially grabbing whatever elite military equipment they can lay their hands on. The 1033 program, passed by Congress in 1997, has seen police become equipped with surplus supplies of military robots, M16 assault rifles, helicopters, armored vehicles, and even grenade launchers, all to be used against U.S. citizens. In 2011 alone, police departments across the nation received more than $500 million of military-grade equipment. Well, that's just what we need, a bunch of small-town cops armed to the gills with military equipment. What's next? Are they going to give them DARPA robots and military tanks? These cops can't even be trusted to not unload their weapons as a first resort. Just last week in Austin, a man was shot because the cop said he was going to commit a crime. So apparently the military has already given them some pre-crime technology. So what are we supposed to do to get control over these out-of-control police? Well, some Austin residents think that we need to cut the head off the snake.
Ho, ho, hey, hey, howdy, black bitch, kill the day. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Chief Acevedo's gotta go.
So what do you want to see happen with this latest shooting?
Man, with the latest shooting, really I want to see Art Acevedo make some serious action. Somebody needs to be held accountable. This man is a suspect and a homicide, because that's exactly what it is.
In your mind, is there anything that the chief can do to rectify the situation?
Charge the detective with second-degree murder or manslaughter. He could also reopen investigations previously of people who have been obviously innocently killed.
Recently, the Austin Police Department saw fit to invade private property over a noise complaint of a piece of metal that was called in, and they came and shot my dog when he barked at him.
Great cops arrest bad cops. There's a bunch of bad cops in the Austin Police Department. Austin Police Department has killed several innocent people this year, people who are not suspected of committing any crime.
I know there's a lot of gang violence in other cities, but we don't have that problem here. What we have is a problem of cops wanting to shoot first and ask questions later. Y'all want to come out here and you want to put your shiny badge on and you want to ride around and you want to check everybody out like we're doing something. Not all of us are criminals.
Now, some other people who are taking matters into their own hands. Instead of hiding and locking doors in the event of a school shooting, Arkansas teachers are arming themselves instead. More than 20 teachers, administrators, and other school employees in this town will carry concealed weapons throughout the school day, making use of a little-known Arkansas law that allows licensed armed security guards on campus. After undergoing 53 hours of training, Dugan and other teachers at the school will be considered guards. The district is funding the program with around $50,000 for ammunition and for use of the exclusive training facilities. All right, well, that's it for the news portion of the show, and now for our daily quote. This one is from George Washington. Overgrown military establishments are, under any form of government, inauspicious to liberty and are to be regarded as particularly hostile to Republican liberty. I'll be right back after the break with an interview with Ben Fuchs. He's going to tell us about some dangerous FDA drugs that are on the market. Now, if you are watching us on YouTube, please consider subscribing to Prison Planet TV. You can share your username and password with up to 10 other people. Stick around. I'll be right back with Ben Fuchs.
Now you can watch the InfoWars Nightly News streaming live as it happens for free.
Check it out at InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
All right. Well, here at InfoWars, we have covered a lot of articles on the importance of taking care of yourself, reading the labels, avoiding GMOs. But there are actually FDA-approved drugs out there that you might be taking that are dangerous. People are dying from them. As well, you might be feeding your kids children's supplements, thinking that, you know, they've got to be healthy because they say they're all natural. But they're not. There are some hidden dangers, and pharmacist Ben Fuchs is here to shed some light on the things that we are putting into our bodies. Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Leanne. It's great to be here.
So we've all been distracted with the Zimmerman trial, but while we were all paying attention to what was going on with that, the Supreme Court had a ruling that affects us all.
All right, so Supreme Court rules drug companies exempt from lawsuits. Now, here's the idea. We have this, we have a justice system, and we have a political process that's in place that has hoodwinked people into thinking that it's in their interest. So the average person on the street, he'll think that, of course, the Supreme Court and the justice system, they're looking out for the little guy, they're looking out for the average person. Well, when you read articles like this and when you see stories like this in the news, Supreme Court rules drug companies exempt from lawsuits, how is that in the little guy's interest? What that basically means, Leanne, is that if you have a reaction to a prescription drug that you bought as a product, you can't sue the company that made that product. So this is just another reason why people don't want to take things like their health, take things like the health of their family that are so serious and so important and have so much of an impact on how people live their lives, and put it in the laps of people who could care less about whether they live or die. It's just another reason why we have to take our health into our own hands. This is a message I've been talking about for the last 20 years. We have to take our health, the health of our family, into our own hands. And this is really the reason why nutritional supplementation is so important. As a pharmacist, when I read a story like that, what I think is, how about if we just don't take prescription drugs? How about if we just refuse prescription drugs, and instead of using a pharmacotherapy, we just use nutritional therapy. We just use food. We just use supplements. We just take care of our health. We just exercise. We just move our bodies around. We just don't interface with processed food, which is another interesting point. Do you know that the same companies that make the drugs, the multinational corporations that do the research and produce the pharmacological agents that we take as medicine, are also behind food processing and food chemicals that are in food and excipients that are in food and flavorings that are in food and perfumes and odor agents that are in food? So we got a system set up where the people who are poisoning us and making us sick are selling us the medicine after we get sick. So what I say is, how about if we just don't interface with the medical model? And how about if we just don't eat the processed food? How about if we eat less food, we make sure we're eating fresh, we make sure we're using nutritional supplements, and we make sure we exercise, and then we don't even have to worry about suing a drug company because they made some kind of poison that created some toxic side effect? Why on earth will we expect the drug companies to be our friends?
Exactly.
Why on earth will we expect the Supreme Court to be compliant with human beings' desires and needs? Why would we expect them to participate in our interest?
Right.
They're the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they already voted to exempt Monsanto from any issues, and now they're trying to regulate what drug trial results can be published.
Right, and the Supreme Court is the same body that decided that corporations were people. that this entity that never dies, that is not accountable to anything but the bottom line, has the exact same rights as you or me, who has to worry about our health and has to worry about our mortality.
Right. You sent me some articles on some dangerous FDA-approved drugs, and they refuse to pull it, even though people are dying.
Well, here's the thing on the drugs. I sent you a couple articles on FDA-approved drug length. You're talking about the 542 deaths and 2,367 hemorrhages, but FDA refuses to pull it. That one is Leanne, let me tell you something. That's one of the best-selling drugs, okay? That's one of the top 10 selling drugs every year, top 20 selling drugs maybe. It's called Pradaxa, and it's a blood-thinning drug. And let me tell you something. The way the body works, the last system you ever want to screw around with is the circulatory system. Pradaxa works by forcing the blood to thin. See, when we get stressed out, when we eat crappy food, when we have emotional and mental problems, or we're taking prescription medicine, our bodies think that our survival is at stake. In fact, this is really the hidden cause of all disease that nobody is talking about. We have developed a culture where the people who live in this culture are walking around in survival mode. Our bodies think that we're about to be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. See, the human body has two ways of processing chemistry and processing information and living its life. One way, it involves thrival and relaxation. That is the ability to grow, the ability to repair, the ability to heal wounds, and it's all tied into relaxation. The second system, the second processing system, if you will, is the emergency processing system. And this emergency processing system, when it kicks in, it shuts down the relaxation and thrival system. The emergency processing system is not designed to heal up, to stimulate healing and to stimulate growth and to stimulate repair. This emergency processing system is designed to do what? To get you the heck away from that saber-toothed tiger. And it takes all of the energy away from growth, all of the energy away from repair, all of the energy away from thinking intelligently, and shunts it over to survival mode. Technically, by the way, this is called the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. I just call it the relaxation nervous system and the survival nervous system. Now, praise God we have a survival nervous system, because obviously there's times when you need to survive, when there's some kind of survival threat. But you only want the survival nervous system to be kicking in once in a rare while. For the most part, you want to be running on parasympathetic, relaxation, thrival energy. Well, one of the manifestations of the survival nervous system is blood clotting. When the body thinks that it's about to be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, and that this really is the main survival threat to the human body doesn't know about survival threats, 21st century survival threats like muggers or the IRS or dysfunctional families or whatever. The body only knows survival threats that it evolved with, and that's basically being eaten by a wild animal or maybe falling off a cliff. So when the body senses that its survival is being threatened, it will activate the clotting system. Why? In order to keep us from bleeding to death if we get attacked by a lion. So we got people running around in this country, millions upon millions, maybe tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of people who have sludgy, thick blood that is prone to clot, because they have been assaulting their body with processed food, depriving their body of oxygen, undergoing all kinds of emotional and psychological threats, taking prescription drugs, drinking polluted water, breathing toxic air. Consequently, our bodies think that we're going to be dying. Our bodies are preparing us for our demise. So we're running around in survival mode. Now, what does this mean? Number one, it means high blood pressure, because that's one of the ways the body handles survival threats. Number two, it means stupidity, because under survival conditions, what ends up happening is energy in the brain gets shunted to our reptilian survival brain and away from our prefrontal cortex, our executive center. And thirdly, for the circulatory system, it means clotting blood. When you have clotting blood, you don't have a drug issue, you have a toxicity issue, and the last thing you want to be doing is putting more toxicity into your body. So let me tell you something, as a pharmacist, I'm not surprised that Pradaxa, which is a 21st century version, a late 20th century version of something called Coumadin, which is also known as rat poison, because that's how you kill rats, is by thinning their blood. That's one of the mechanisms for killing vermin, rodents, is by thinning their blood. Well, guess what? That's what grandma and grandpa, and unfortunately these days our fathers and mothers are taking as well. Blood-thinning drugs to counteract clotting blood that is thick and sludgy because of toxicity and poor lifestyle choices. So how does Pradaxa work? How does Coumadin work? How do these blood thinner works? Blood thinners work? They work by saying to your blood, damn it, you are going to thin, and I'm going to make you thin, whether you like it or not. The body doesn't like that. That's not how the body likes to be treated. And so what ends up happening is, instead of having your blood now thin back to normal, you hemorrhage. And instead of being nice and healthy because you took your Pradaxa, you're dead, as 542 people can testify to. And by the way, 542 people, that doesn't sound like a lot of people. But when people take prescription drugs, what they don't realize is they're more prone towards heart attacks. And then they get a heart attack, and they don't attribute it to their prescription drugs. They just figured their heart gave out. And the doctor's certainly not going to tell them it was their prescription drugs. Or if they take their prescription drugs and they end up with liver cancer, because it's the liver that has to process all of these prescription drugs, they don't attribute it to the prescription drugs. They attribute it to just part of being of growing older. So 542 deaths mean 542 people that we know for sure, guaranteed it was the Pradax that killed them. But given, and this is the most important thing when it comes to prescription drugs, Leanne, given the premise, the philosophical idea behind prescription drugs and pharmacological medicine, we cannot help but create a situation where literally 100,000 plus people a year die that we know of from prescription drugs, because you can't force the body to do something it doesn't want to do and not have to pay the price. If you have corporations who don't have ethics, who don't have humanity in mind, who aren't in touch with their own humanity, if they're not in touch with their own humanity, do you think they're going to care about who's buying their product? You know, we can't blame them. That's just who they are. That's just how it is. So when I see stories like aspartame in Flintstones vitamins or in children's vitamins, when I see stories like drug companies can't be sued, when I see stories like the FDA is not our friends, that's just the world we live in, Leanne. And all it means is that people have to wake up, people have to start to participate, people have to be conscious in their own lives, people have to be very careful about how they get information, because you know what? It's an info war, right?
Exactly.
It truly is an info war. That's exactly what it is. You know, the wars today are info wars. We have to do our own research, and that's why the job you guys are doing over there at InfoWars, hats off to Alex, to you guys, to Rob, to everybody over there who's doing this kind of work, because this is how we are going to win the info war, by having access to all of the information. And that's the beauty of the internet, and that's the beauty of technology, and that's the beauty of the age that's coming up, really. Now, we're on the precipice of something very interesting in terms of human evolution.
Well, Ben, thank you so much. It's been a lot of information. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Hope to speak to you again.
All right. Well, thank you, Ben Fuchs. Now to some other scientists who are playing God. This time it is DARPA, and they are not making killer robots. DARPA to genetically engineer humans by adding a 47th chromosome. The Department of Defense's research arm has just put out a new solicitation for a project called Advanced Tools for Mammalian Genome Engineering. This project isn't just for engineering any mammal's genome, however, it's specifically for the bioengineering of humans. The project's stated objective is to improve the utility of human artificial chromosomes. Ever hear the term playing God? Well, the scientists who work in these fields not only refer to themselves as genome engineers, but biological designers. They cite Darwin, who describes selective breeding as that which enables the agriculturalist not only to modify the character of his flock, but to change it altogether. It is the magician's wand, by means of which he may summon into life whatever form and mold he pleases. Well, they are already altering our DNA with GMOs, so now they're just going to be inserting it directly into our chromosomes. Wow. Well, the U.S. has issued a new travel alert based on a terrorism threat. Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks both in the region and beyond, and that they may focus efforts to conduct attacks in the period between now and the end of August. These may involve public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure. The Department of State has instructed certain U.S. embassies and consulates to remain closed or to suspend operations on Sunday. The airlines are also monitoring the travel situation, and they haven't issued waivers letting passengers rebook flights without paying fees. I wonder how that intel knows that something's going to happen this Sunday, that Al-Qaeda is probably going to be running these terrorist threats till the end of August. That's because the U.S. government runs Al-Qaeda. That's right, Rachel Maddow. You heard it here first. Now, we've been talking a lot about health tonight on the show, so go to InfoWarsHealth.com, and there you can check out all the vitamins and supplements, including Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. It's delicious. I tried it myself. For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo. Y'all have a great weekend. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.